It's another community spotlight, and we are shining it on the Merrickville Lions Club Food Hamper Program and the RCL Automotive Build a Mountain of Food, which will be hitting Merrickville this Saturday. Joining me to speak about it is Mark Scolino. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm well this morning. Thank you, Bob, for having me on.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you for what you do. And let's first talk about the hamper program. Are you seeing an increase in need year over year, like we're seeing with the food banks that we've been speaking with?
Oh yes, most definitely. Bob, just to give you a little bit of background, the Build a Mountain of Food program we've been doing with the Lions Club for a number of years as a partnership. We do it a little differently than the other towns that you're hosting, and RCL is working with us. The Build a Mountain of Food, we get all the food together, the non-perishables, and we build our food hampers, as opposed to the non-perishable donations going to the food cupboard. So we, as the Lions, have been doing that for quite a long time, probably at least a decade or more. And so what we then do is we put all of our non-perishables together. We purchase turkeys and hams from the Lions Club, and other incidentals like carrots, onions, things that would make up a nice hearty Christmas dinner for individuals. And we then provide those hampers. This year it'll be on December 21st. So the other thing that we do as well, Bob, is when it comes time, we like to have at least turkeys and hams for individuals and their families.
That is
This year.
it's an incredible program, and it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. Are the numbers growing? Is it I know over the years, I mean, obviously you start smaller and things can expand, but especially this time of year, and the year that we've had, I should say, with inflation and food prices being what they are you seeing a higher demand from the people?
Yes, definitely, Bob. From the food cupboard perspective, there are new clients every week, and that's unfortunate, fortunate and unfortunate, right? For the food hampers, we've been averaging about 70 hampers per year. And so, we never turn anybody away. The application is open from December 1st. Excuse me, until December 20th. And then we give away the hampers on the 21st. So we assemble everything on the 20th. But this year, I have to say, I'm as the convener, I'm a little bit worried. I'm excited, but I'm a little worried because on day two of our applications, we're already up to 53 hampers. So as I said earlier, we did 76 last year. We're already up to 53. And we still have another, basically 16 days to go for those applications. So we never turn anybody away, as I said, but we expect to unfortunately be breaking that 76 hampers from last year.
So we've got to fill these hampers, and that's a big part of what Build a Mountain of Food is all about. When it comes to what you're looking for on Saturday, obviously, and we'll get this out of the way right off the bat, getting those cash donations can go a long way for you.
Most definitely. So we look at the donations in a couple of avenues, or I should say three avenues. We also always reach out to our corporate donors in the area, and I'm hoping that they're listening to you. I see your Lake 88 is a has a lot of followers, so we're very happy with that. So thank you very much in advance. But on Saturday, we look for the donations, the monetary donations. That will help us to purchase more, but we also look for the non-perishables as well, and that can be in two different ways. Individuals, coming to Christmas in Merrickville can drop it off in front of the food market. You'll see the Build a Mountain of Food van there on Friday between or Saturday, excuse me, between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. And then the other is that the food market has just like all the other towns around here have made up little kits for $10, and individuals can go in and purchase one and drop it at the van outside of the food market.
Well, Mark, it sounds like it's perfectly planned out, and hopefully it gets carried out as well. We're wishing you the best of luck, as you mentioned, in Merrickville, 1 o'clock until 4 p.m. at the Merrickville Food Market. Again, donations are going to support the Merrickville Lions Club Christmas Food Hamper Campaign. And we should mention, too, that we're also in Portland that day, 9 a.m. until noon, at the Portland LCBO and RBC in support of the Portland Food Bank. Mark, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me this morning. I very much appreciate it. And I know that the community thanks you for the work that you and everyone is doing. We'll close out by just basically telling me how important the volunteers are and just what wonderful people they are.
Our volunteers are second to none, both at the Food Cupboard and the Lions. Our Lions membership is about 28 to 30 strong, and we just look forward to helping the community. So we're really looking forward to having our community help us to raise the number of hampers we need to do this year, whatever that number is going to be.
Okay. Mark, thanks again. We really appreciate it. And just checking over my notes once again, I'm going to say it one more time. The RCL Automotive, build a mountain of food. Looking for your help in Merrickville, 1 o'clock until 4 p.m. at the Merrickville Food Market. Mark, I know we'll speak again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob.